Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Night Shadows. Listen to our update. We have Larry on board. Hi, Larry. How's it going?
Hello, Stuart. Thanks for having me. Lots of news these days.
Yeah, why don't we start with something that appears to be possibly an imminent breakout of war, and when we say imminent, very close. Donald Trump made a remark about North Korea, and he said we have to do something quickly. Now, whatever that something was, he sort of left unknown, I guess we could say it. But you have information about the South Korean president visiting Donald tomorrow. What do you think that's about? It appears almost like he's been commanded to come to the White House after maybe doing some peace deals with North Korea. Can you enlighten us on that?
Well, it's very interesting, and I noted that hardly any of the news people are carrying the report at all. We well know that the new president of South Korea that came in after they had removed the president at the time of South Korea, he's a different kind of sort. And remember, he's a little bit, he's kind of left, reminds me a little bit of Obama in a way. He came in talking peace, talking peace, reconciliation, wanted to somehow get the North and the South and Korea to work together, and making all kind of overtures towards Kim. And remember, it wasn't about a week after that we had brought the new THAAD missile defense units into South Korea, which North Korea did not like and China did not like. And
right.
Remember, about a week later, the new president, Moon, suspended any more defense moving into South Korea from the U.S. And I believe actually tried to get them to shut down the two THAAD units, but they did not do that. Now, later on, there was a North Korean drone had photographs of the locations and the units, those THAAD units that we had positioned in South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
That came out. Well, a couple of days ago, there were some reports that something had been discovered, and Trump had invited, if you want to use that term, invited President Moon of South Korea immediately to the White House. Now, reports today on Fox indicate that President Moon of South Korea will arrive at the White House to meet with Trump tomorrow, which will be Thursday. And Fox actually broke the news, and I'd like your opinion on this. They have now discovered that this new president, Moon, had been in secret contact with Kim and the North Korean government and was trying to use bribes to bring peace. And that was undermining and undercutting our two, carrier task forces and all of our military that is there to back Kim down from the nuclear and missile technology, But anyway... sad to say, the President Moon is a little different cut, and he's a pacifier. But the pacifier goes to Washington tomorrow, so I don't know.
Well, it sounds like Trump is not necessarily a pacifier, but he would use probably any means to kind of silence Kim and push him back down. But I think the military knows that if Kim does not stop these tests, that they will become a huge national security issue for the United States, because Kim is constantly saying he's going to nuke the U.S. So I would guess that he's been called to Washington and being told to shut up and quit doing that. Everything else has failed. It's failed continually. And actually, that's why Kim does what he does. He rattles all the cages, makes all these threats. And really what it is, it's a, what do you call those things where they go into the cities, you know, the mafia, and they take over the businesses in a form, you know, where they say, well, if you don't want to get beaten up and you don't want your store trashed, pay us a ransom. Isn't that similar to what Kim is actually doing? You know, trash the store and then say, well, pay us a ransom and we'll settle back down for a little while.
Well, that's exactly what he's been doing all during the Bush administration and all during Obama's 8 years. That's all he's done. It's called a shakedown. He's using a military shakedown and terror tactics to bribe the world, and it's been working. However, something's changed because we've got the two carrier groups over there. You know, they're very concerned about Hawaii right now. And I saw today that they're saying Kim has technology possibly now where he can put a nuke on the West Coast, you know, like Los Angeles, in 30 minutes. So we don't have much lead time. And there are some intel reports coming out that they're not too convinced that we can shoot down either Russia's missiles or North Korean because of the way they're doing it.
So North Korea has these subs. Weren't they spotted off the West Coast? And who knows whether he has nuclear capability on those subs?
Well, what's interesting, most of the technology says it doesn't even matter. You know, you remember sometime back years ago, Russia had the technology that you could fire missiles out of a cargo ship, out of a cargo hold. They had the technology for that. And their own reports, I heard General Jack Keynes talking a couple of days ago. He said all Kim's got to do is send a cargo ship with one of those over near Hawaii, and he would take out all of Hawaii. They're very concerned, and what's interesting, too, is the news that Japan has now begun nuclear drills, active nuclear drills, telling their people how to flee and where to go in a possible nuke attack. And, of course, Japan's so close, they're very concerned about Kim fire. You know, the thing is, the data, the intel that seems to be coming in indicates that the first, if we make one advance, that the first attacks he's going to do is he's going to strike Japan, and he's going to strike immediately Seoul, and they say millions will die.
Well, of course, you know, the Dr. Doom and the remote viewers did say that Kim would use a nuke in anger.
Yeah.
So maybe we try some really stiff penalties and whatnot economically, or I just don't believe that China is our friend, but our military does have to reckon not only with North Korea, they got to reckon with Russia, which has a border along North Korea, China, which has a border along North Korea, and we have to reckon with Persia, Iran, which is buddy-buddy with Kim. So do you think that might be, I've often wondered if it's a trap and this is the first domino to bring about the next war. What do you think?
Well, you could possibly be right, because if once we begin to initiate conflict with North Korea, you know, that can expand within hours to something we couldn't even hardly imagine. And at that expansion could also give us a great vulnerability to Chinese forces, Russian forces, Iranian forces. You know, a lot of the forces that would love to attack us certainly would have that availability. And that's only one location. North Korea is just one.
Yes. Well, there's a war brewing, it appears, between India and Pakistan, and possibly China and India. They're getting into a spat. Seems like the nations are getting angry, like the Bible says. And it's coming right about at the right time. When you view that star sign, there's a lot more to it, and it has occult overtones. The Christians believe one thing about the star sign and what it means. But the occult has a totally different meaning to it. And if you were to accept what their meaning is, it's pointing to an arrival. Now, if you go back into the New Age stuff, we were going to get involved, I guess the United States and around the world would get involved in a major war. It might be throwing nuclear matches around. And that brings the arrival to put it down. You guys can't keep doing this, basically, is the message. You're going to blow the planet apart. So we're taking over. If that occult meaning to the star sign is an actual arrival, which everybody's been talking about, and the Bible certainly has been talking about it, that would mean we have to have war pretty soon. Major war, a conflict. And didn't you say that there were some generals that were talking on openly on Fox that they're very worried that we are looking down the barrel of a war very quickly or very soon? Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, you know, Congress is acting very strange. They don't appear to be interested at all in a lot of the bills that they're expected to pass, and they act like there's no tomorrow. I'll use that terminology. They act like there's no tomorrow. And I heard today, by the way, you know, Chapis had just resigned, you know, from Congress, and I heard today they announced he's going to work for Fox News. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, there seems to be a realignment, if you want to use that terminology, a realignment of a number of national people all across the board. A lot of changes are going on, and of course the White House, that's a big change. That's, you know, I saw where they put out The Swamp, you know, the new book that just came out that indicates that they built Washington on a swamp completely. That's really historical.
Yeah, so the only problem I have with all of this, Trump seems to have surrounded himself with swamp people. You know, maybe they're all going to pull the plug together. I don't know. I'm, you know, you sent me that book, and I really appreciate it on the Trump prophecies. The only problem I have with some of that, and we don't know. I mean, the Lord has delayed things before. We've been there right to the edge. His hand goes up. Not yet. So when it comes to that star sign, we truly do not know exactly what it means. But you can take the 923 stuff that came out in 2015, all the movies, all of that occurred, they were pointing to a rapture, they were pointing to an arrival, and they were pointing to a new order of things. So then we had that sandstorm that delayed everything for 2 years, and here we are, coming up on the end of those 2 years. So this is going to get really, really interesting. What else did you have on the calendar for news?
Well, you know, the new situation that's evolving in Syria. You want to talk about that?
Yes, yes, by all means.
Okay, you know, we do know that there appears to be, according to the Pentagon and the three-letter agencies, satellite data showing that, you know, Damascus or Assad is preparing another chemical attack in Syria. Now, the Trump administration has already sent him warning the last two or three days that it will not be tolerated, and you know, we don't know what's going on in that. I mean, we just have to believe that that's what they're saying. However, at the same time, you have to be concerned about false flags and
yep.
information and et cetera. But what is really telling is this morning when I got on DEPCA file, they even have a photograph on there, and I posted that today, and they have moved Assad out of Damascus in that region. They've moved into the Russians' Latakia air base. And, of course, there he's surrounded by armor, surrounded by batteries, you know, that can shoot down planes or missiles. They've got 17 warships, Russian, off the coast of Syria there, off Latakia. So they've moved Assad into the most secure Russian facility possible. Now, to me, that's telling. That is telling. And at the same time, Russians, Iranians, Hezbollah, you know, all of this is going on, and they are thumbing their nose basically at the U.S. and saying that they will not tolerate an attack on Assad forces. So, you know, there we are again. We got problems in another location, Syria, and some of the generals are saying it appears that this really could be the hottest location for something to blow because of the closeness of so much military technology and the good stuff. In other words, what I'm talking about, the air defenses and the, you know, a lot of the that whole region is just littered with military hardware.
Well, it would seem that once again Putin, the master chess player, got wind that there was going to be an attempt to eliminate Assad, maybe taking out Damascus at the same time. And Putin, in his wisdom, moves Assad to a Russian base so that if we try to take him out, we're in a direct war with Russia. And you have to, I think people have to understand something here. The neocons, the deep state, has always wanted a major war. They want World War III to bring in their new world order. And so it seems like they're just provoking everywhere they can, and the Bible would agree with that. Those who stir up trouble and strife, and if you look to who it is, of course, it's the rich men of the earth, the rulers in Psalm 2. You know, we're right back. We always go back to Psalm 2, the kings and the rulers. Well, the kings and the rulers are basically the rich men.
Yeah, and what's interesting... what's interesting that would really dovetail into what you just now said is the fact that recently Fox has uncovered information, and you remember how John McCain is continually wanting some type of attacks or confrontations with Russia. It's Russia.
Yes.
Russia. Everything's Russia. And that's one of the conflicts that's been has arisen for a while. Is the many want something, some conflict with Russia, and Donald Trump really has come in trying to talk to or wanting to talk to Russia, but they've done everything they can to totally prevent that. And they recently have uncovered some ties into John McCain and his group that are directly from George Soros. So what you just said, it fits perfectly.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on this war on Donald Trump. There's a guy on TV, and I did not write down the Senate bill, or I think it's a Senate bill, that has been introduced to modify the Article 25. Now, I haven't vetted this, so I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm putting it out there kind of, keep your ears open, because what this modification does, now get this, it allows ex-presidents and vice presidents to get rid of Trump if they so choose. They can declare him mentally incompetent, which they've been working on for a long time, and they cite some awful, stupid things, but then sometimes I think the Beltway is the insane asylum of the United States and possibly even the world. And, you know, the inmates are running it. And so you have all of these problems, and so they can declare Trump mentally incompetent to be president. And guess who gets to be president right away after they declare that? Mike Pence. I find that very, very interesting.
Well, Stuart, if there has been rumors for almost a month now after Obama went to, you know, he set up his agency there in Washington, D.C. to battle Trump and his administration,
yes.
And then he went to Europe, and there was rumors that came out of his trip to Europe that he was planning, secretly planning, that if they could not dethrone Trump any other way, that he, Barack Obama, would run for a third term regardless of the consequences in America. And they believed that by the time that the streets began to catch on fire and all the trouble in America came, that they could somehow overcome that law, you know, that a previous president couldn't run again in a third term. However, they may change that. He may have already known that was the direction they were going, and so there are reports that Obama is going to run possibly against Trump or try to take Trump out of office and take the seat back.
I wouldn't doubt it. You know, there's a lot of things about Barack Hussein Obama that signal problems. Let's put it that way. And they will try to get him back on the throne, because the deep state needs a communist and probably an Islamist on the throne to do their dirty work here. In fact, if Hillary had been elected, we wouldn't be having probably this radio show. Probably be in a FEMA camp somewhere or dead. They were getting ready to move, and move very, very rapidly. And I just think the Lord delayed it for 2 years. And guess what happens? And within those 2 years, Donald Trump comes along and delays everything. But the question we have is how long before they do get him? Because they're really working hard to do that. I wanted to jump on this Yellowstone thing a little bit. I was reading on Stan Dale's site, over 800 and some odd earthquakes.
Yeah, it's been
over
rattling. There's been a lot of and that's just the last couple of weeks or so. You remember Stan Dale warned us on one of our shows one time about a year ago that they had disconnected all the public viewing technology for Yellowstone earthquakes, and we couldn't follow it that close anymore. But now they're having so much activity at Yellowstone, it's becoming difficult for them to hide it.
Well, what I'm curious about, because of the sudden increase in all these quakes and the upcoming solar eclipse that crosses, not really right over it, but close enough, that it could trigger Yellowstone. And a headline here says, also getting out of Yellowstone, the sun is set to change form as NASA says solar minimum on the way. Now, we also have these charts showing that cosmic rays have been increasing every week. What would happen if we go into a deep, deep minimum? Because every time the sun goes into a minimum, cosmic rays come in because the solar wind isn't as strong. And so the cosmic waves coming from the Milky Way, basically, overpower the solar wind, and they come into the inner system. And I'm wondering if that doesn't have something to do with the bot sun disease and people being really severely affected by waves, cosmic rays. What do you think?
Well, that's certainly a possibility. And, you know, Stan Dale warned at one time, too, about the South Atlantic anomaly and how that more were going to develop just like that, and that with the twisting of our gravitational field. It's allowing more and more of this radiation and other the bad stuff out there into our atmosphere and down to the surface of the planet. So, yeah, I kind of think the bots may be a little bit accurate in people having problems.
Yeah, it seems like people really are beginning to have mental problems, and they're, you know, problems with sleep, problems with all kinds of mental aberrations that were they didn't have before, but are now increasing. Do you know anything about this headline? Vladimir Putin sends message to Russian sleeper agents in the West as Russia launches a top-secret military satellite. I wonder what that's about.
I don't know, Stuart, but I don't know if you've been paying attention to the SpaceX launches, but they've been launching 10 and 15 satellites a day. I don't know if you noticed
really?
That. We're launching a lot of secret stuff ourselves. They say some of it's the Iridium system, and who knows what else, but yeah, we're having a SpaceX go almost every day lately, and some of them are carrying 10 or 15 satellites. They're all going up.
Wow. Well, get ready for trouble, folks. And this is, somebody sent me this. It's kind of interesting. This is from Oregon, and it's the Oregon State Senate passed a Senate Bill 494. And this is a heads up for everybody. The bill is designed to allow for the starving and dehydrating to death of patients with dementia or mental illness. What do you think of that one?
Well, I think they're just going to kill them. I mean, that's what it sounds like. How can you say anything else?
Well, would they not be doing the same thing, maybe, to all over the United States? That's what I'm wondering about. When you see bills like this, Oregon is a New World Order state, has been for a long, long time. They're like Massachusetts. They're what they call test states, just to see what the people are going to do. And California is another one. But this is really... I mean, this is open hunting season.
Oh, it's been that
way.
Go
ahead.
I was just gonna say, you know, they've been trying to kill them before they were born, humanity, for a long, long time. And abortion's one of the major industries in America. And these same states, they go crazy if you talk about touching up Planned Parenthood or their money. And the only thing, the elderly are the only, they're on the other end of the curve from those that are being killed before they're born.
Yeah, it reminds me of the movie Soylent Green.
Oh, my.
You know, where they take you in and grind you up and can you, I guess, and put you back out on the market.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
It's not funny,
I'll tell you what, people need to watch that movie if they hadn't, because if the famine's coming that seems to be predicted, and even the Deos talk about, that movie may become more than real.
Yeah. Well, I think we're in for some very, very interesting things that are going to be coming up relatively suddenly in front of the American people. Surprises, let's word it that way. Big surprises and big changes are on the offering. I don't think there's any question that the star sign on 923 is very, very interesting. And there's another one in Revelation 15, and that kind of caps the tribulation period. So you remember what the Lord did say? These things, the sun, the moon, the stars, are for signs. And you're
right.
Supposed to be paying attention to the cosmos. Got anything else you want to add quickly?
Oh, I was just going to mention, what's interesting is the star signs or the signs in the heavens, that's the Creator's work. And the enemy, you know, all he can do is use that or try to corrupt that, but he don't have any stuff of his own.
Yeah, he never did, really, did he? He's a replicator, but he can't create. And people need to know that. Anyway... thanks for coming on, Larry, and we'll set something up for Friday to get into this more depth. So thanks for listening, everyone, and good night.